What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning and a very good morning and welcome to the studio once again. Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Good morning.
A very, very good morning.
It's lovely to have you in, Nick. Great topic today.
Yes.
We've been chatting about a whole bunch of HR stuff, really, over the last couple of months, really. And this is another good topic today. The question is, you're posing the question, is it time to abandon annual performance reviews? What are your thoughts on this? Keen to know.
Well, I'm very much in the no category. I think that, the yes category. I think we've got to get rid of them. They are archaic. They don't work. They can be traumatic. There's a whole range of reasons that we can talk about why, but I just don't think that it works in this day and age.
Wow. I think there'd be a lot of people listening right now going, yes, yeah. Nick, I agree. And I must admit, I've got my personal view. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Well, every time someone says, oh, I've got my annual performance review, the feelings aren't of joy or...
That's right.
We're not that excited about it, are we? It's more about, oh, dear, I've got to go through this again. And that's the reason why I think it doesn't work. And the primary thing is it's regressive. It's saying, Mike, let's sit down and chat about the last year.
Yes.
And so it's all about the past. Mm. And you don't remember it. I don't remember it. And it's predominantly about what you didn't do.
Right.
You know, okay. And even if it is about what you did, let's say it's about what you did well. Wouldn't we like to do it more frequently? Wouldn't you rather know now what you're doing well or what you're not doing well than finding out today what you did wrong 12 months ago?
Do you think we've got caught up in, and companies and organisations across the board and government, it can become a tick and flick, Nick, saying, okay, here we are, thanks, Nick, tick, 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 comments, and then we fold it up in the manila folder and back in the drawer, and we don't look at it for 12 months.
Absolutely.
Is that where we've got to, do you think, over the years?
Oh, very much so. And I think one of the big mistakes we do make as well is that we link the performance review to a pay review.
Yes.
And I don't think they need to be linked, you know, because not all of us want a pay rise or a payment for everything we do well. Sometimes it's just about being recognized. Mm. And so I think linking the two may be problematic as well. But we've just fall into a routine about doing this once a year. We talk about pay. We talk about what you did last year. We file it and we get away with it. And it doesn't work. I think we recommend to all of our clients and people we work with is try to have a chat at least once a month.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, you want to be chatting to your team once a week. Ideally, once a week. But if you can't do it once a week or once a fortnight, make sure you spend some time with your team one-on-one once a month.
So it becomes more bite sizes rather than wait a whole year. Oh, it's that time. Mm. And do you find that the person actually conducting the review often may not know that particular staff member all that well, but it's their responsibility to conduct the performance review? Do you find that as well?
Oh, quite often. We have worked with numerous clients where they have employees that are lost in the cracks. So they go, who do I see for my performance review is a question we get asked.
Right.
And they go, well, if that's the question...
we've got a problem.
We've got bigger problems here.
Nick, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Getting some messages through. Thank you for your text messages. 0429 985 985. I've got a question here. We'll go to a break, but just before we do, I'll read. Haven't got your name, but thank you. The root of performance review stems from the industrial age and is formed to exploit workers. I was the receiving end of it, and the results weren't encouraging. Mm. We'll chat about that. And if you've got a comment to make, do you think they're good or not? Performance reviews, do you do them at your place? Love to know. 0429 985 985. Back after this one. On at 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Nick Marvin from Marvin HR's in the studio. We're asking the question, is it time to abandon annual performance reviews? You think it is, Nick. These have been around for some time, haven't they, the annual performance reviews. You think it's time to do something a bit different. What's some of the positive, if an employer goes, yeah, you know what, I think it is time we needed to change things up, what are some of the positives for abandoning the old annual performance review?
Oh, good question. Well, what we know, the science tells us that about half performance reviews do not work. In fact, about half do not motivate people to work better, more than half.
Wow.
And for 30% of the time, it actually demotivates you, right? Because it's so negative and couched in the retrospective. So what's a better option? That's the question. Mm. Well, we highly recommend that most team leaders meet with their teams one-on-one at least once a month, as we talked about, ideally once a week. And we have a framework that we encourage people to talk about, like, how are you going as a human being? How's your personal life? How are you going in terms of the company's purpose and your connectedness to it? As in, do you understand what you do, that when you do well, we succeed? And encouraging those conversations and getting people to play to their strengths. How are you going with your team? You know, the two or three negatives of performance in the workplace or anywhere is not knowing the information you need to do your job, not being empowered to do your job, and not getting along with your teammates. Mm-hmm. And talking about those things is so important. And then we can have the conversation that says, here's what you're doing and here's how we value it. And whenever you need to talk about the finance or the money, we're always open. There's at least 12 times a year when we can have that chat, or 26 times a year, or 52 times a year, depending on how often we have our one-on-ones, where we can talk about money.
Interesting. So, Nick, I'm just thinking of a manager or a supervisor that's responsible for performance reviews, listening to what you're saying, and some saying, look, I just, you know, you talk about meeting once a month. I'm too busy. Yeah. I haven't got the time. What would you say to that?
Well, I get that all the time. And we say to people who are leaders that leading people is such a beautiful role. It's so fulfilling. It's not to be taken lightly. And it's arguably more important than the work that is done. I mean, if we can't spend 15 to 20 minutes once a month with the people that work with us one-on-one, the ladder is on the wrong wall.
Okay.
Our priorities aren't quite right. We can make time, and we must always make time first for our people, to care for them and make sure that they're working well. I always say to employers, you know, when you get to this point where sometimes we get called in to help with exits or redundancies, and we say, look, if the employee is going to be surprised when you sit down with them and tell them things aren't working out and you want to let them go, that's on you. That is on you. If someone is not performing, you owe it to them to explain it to them. Not just in the legalistic three strikes and you're out. I mean, that's archaic too. But why don't we have more meaningful conversations and say, listen, Dave, we need you to get better in these areas. I'm going to help you get better in these areas. But let's get better in these areas together, because I want you to stay and I want the company to work well.
Yeah, it's good. And just quickly before we finish off, Nick, thinking about, if someone's thinking, yeah, I've been wondering about the annual performance review, what you say makes a lot of sense, weekly or monthly, and for only 10 minutes, do you transfer the formal paperwork that you would normally use for your annual across to your monthly one, or do you even change how that looks as well? Is it a bit less formal in what you're saying, or it's still formal?
Well, I think it's more engaging is a better way to put it. I usually have a system where we sit down and have a yarn. We talk about key things. I like the employee to send the email to the team leader.
Okay.
So it's not even that onerous. Listen, you sit down with Dave, we talk about what's working and what's not, and say, Dave, take some notes, and you write to me on how you think we went. What are the areas we'd like you to improve on? What are the areas you're working well in? How can we help you, boss? So Dave's writing it. He can't get it wrong. And then you get it, and you say, okay, I'll work on it. And if there's something not quite right, we can go and adjust it and meet again. But now Dave owns his relationship with the organization and the team leader. Right, and we're there to lead him through it. It's not that hard, and it doesn't have to be much more work.
Interesting. Nick, we are out of time. Really appreciate you coming in today. It's a great question. Is it time to abandon annual performance reviews? Love to know your thoughts. You can text in and let me know, 0429 985 985. My guest in the studio this morning has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. Can we put a link up with some info? We've put some info actually on our website, and you can follow the links through if people want to have it, get a bit more information about what we've been chatting about. Thanks, Nick. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye.
You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Here's Roxette. Listen to your heart.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.